I'm Tim McGuire. House prosecutors have a final few hours to finish presenting their case against President Trump in his impeachment trial in the Senate. AP Sagar Magani reports that the House managers see their roles as a way to prevent Trump from further abusing his office.
He is who he is.
Lead impeachment manager Adam Schiff says the president will not change. He didn't after getting caught.
Cannot leave a man like that in office.
It's day three of Democrats making their case to skeptical Republicans who say they're tired of hearing the same arguments over and over while saying the president acted appropriately. Jay Sekulow and his lawyers will present their case starting tomorrow morning.
We're going to rebut and refute, and we're going to put on an affirmative case tomorrow.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Eastern Turkey has been hit by a magnitude 6.8 earthquake. At least 18 people are dead, 550 others hurt, some 30 still trapped in the rubble of homes and buildings. Three people in France have been diagnosed with the coronavirus that's emerged from China. At least two people in the U.S. are being treated for the illness, all recently returned from a trip to China. At least 26 people are dead in China, hundreds more sick. Tens of millions are in virtual lockdown as a way to prevent further spread. Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases says this isn't something the American public should be frightened about.
We got to be careful. Those are just tests that are being done. I don't think we should jump ahead and project what's going to happen. We just got to take it one step at a time.
At least two people are dead in Houston from an explosion early this morning.
The hazard has been contained. We have secured the leak from the propylene tank.
The explosion leveled a warehouse, damaging homes and other buildings in the area. This is AP News. The Pentagon says 34 U.S. troops suffered traumatic brain injuries from the Iranian missile strike on a base in Iraq.
I heard that they had headaches.
That was President Trump earlier this week. Shortly after the January 8th strike, he said he'd been told there were no U.S. troops injured. But the Pentagon now says 34 service members have been diagnosed with concussions, and 17 remain under medical observation or treatment.
A lot of these symptoms, they are late developing. They manifest over a period of time.
Spokesman Jonathan Hoffman explained.
The symptoms can get better, they can get worse. So we may see those numbers change a little bit. This is a snapshot in time.
Asked Wednesday whether he considered traumatic brain injuries serious, President Trump said,
"No, I don't consider them very serious injuries relative to other injuries that I've seen."
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Ahmed Rahimi, an Afghan-born U.S. citizen already serving life in prison for a bombing in New York City, was sentenced to an additional life term for a shootout with police in New Jersey. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.